The role of Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council is to represent and foster the best interests of all Aboriginal people within our prescribed boundary. Our boundaries include 24 local government areas, so we're a very large land-based land council. Under the Act, we are to foster the best interests of all Aboriginal people within our boundary. We are also charged to protect and promote the Aboriginal culture and heritage within that boundary. We advocate on the needs of the Aboriginal community within that boundary and also interact with the non-Aboriginal community on cultural awareness, cultural education and understanding. In terms of legislation requirements, the Local Aboriginal Land Council, representing Aboriginal community and the culture and heritage of areas, works hand in hand with the local government, in this case Canada Bay Council. We as respective local representative bodies work together to represent all of society and community. We represent the Aboriginal perspective, Canada Bay represents the general non-Aboriginal perspectives. But in practical terms, we work together on trying to ensure cultural education, cultural knowledges are passed on through processes such as dual signage, renaming and or dual naming, returning original language names to areas, and or giving information on previous occupancy, practices or customs, in this case for the Wangal. The Wangal people are the traditional peoples of the Canada Bay and surrounds. Metropolitan Local Land Council is proud to acknowledge that for well over 15 years now, but certainly formally for the past 15 years, Canada Bay Council, the local government of the area, working hand in hand with Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, do so under what's called a Principles of Cooperation. It's one of the first preliminary agreements of our local land council with a local government, where we articulate and attest to work with each other for the best outcomes and best interests of all in society, and in particular, the local government area of Canada Bay Council. We're very proud at Metro Land Council to work with Canada Bay, continuing to work with Canada Bay Council on increasing knowledges and understandings of the Wangal people and the culture and heritage of the Canada Bay local government area. Canada Bay is one of few, if less than a handful of local governments who have actively entered into agreements with our local Aboriginal land councils. In fact, they're one of our preliminary first local governments who entered an agreement with us. We're very proud that still remains active today. Unlike, unfortunately, some of those that we started initially are no longer active, we're very proud to say Canada Bay and Metro Local Aboriginal Land Council still enjoy the same working relationships that were commenced over 15 years ago. For Metro Local Aboriginal Land Council, we foresee an ultimate priority of need, of urgency to work with local governments. And in this case, in working with Canada Bay Council, we would like to ensure that we work with local governments like Canada Bay to ensure Aboriginal people's needs are met and provided for within each local government. Also, that we can work with the non-Aboriginal community on trying to address their needs or wants in regards to Aboriginal people, community or culture. Metro Land Council foresees the relationship with Canada Bay Council as essential for ensuring that we meet the needs of all the citizens who make up Canada Bay Council, which is part of the Metro Local Aboriginal Land Council boundary, to ensure we as a public body do the best job we can do in working with our partner, sister body, brother body, the local government association, Canada Bay.